Just select the photos you want to print, choose the sizes and quantities, and you're done. The app is free, and so are the prints. No subscriptions, no commitments. Just free prints. Tap now to download.
This is a special sports presentation of the award-winning Texas Sports Radio Network, the leader in sports broadcasting.
Tonight's broadcast is under the direction and is copywritten by the Texas Sports Radio Network. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, use of sound bites and interviews, any illegal theft of signal or attachment of use of the audio and video streams and all associated files, and any and all other use of the accounts of this broadcast, both audio and video, without the direct written consent and permission by the Texas Sports Radio Network is strictly prohibited and protected by federal law and copyright laws. All rights are reserved by the Texas Sports Radio Network at TSRNSports.com.
Is the legendary Texas Sports Radio Network, the leader in sports broadcasting and the number one sports network in Houston and in Texas. Now celebrating 27 years of broadcast excellence. TSRN, your award-winning network, presents Region 14 JUCO Athletics.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Mainly Sandwiches. Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150. Don McGill Toyota of Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue, next in line. Octane Energy Drink, the ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps, the few, the proud, the Marines. Joe Myers Toyota, where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend, takes some home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, a smart way to buy is at Westside Chevy. Domino's Pizza. Oh, yes, we did. Altex Electronics, what you need when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitters since 1956. TSRN Social Networks, tweet, text, and Facebook, and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas, saving, checking, loans, we've got that. Red Hoss Nissan on 249. We've got it all in Tomball. Economic Alliance of the Houston-Port Region. Setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are. On the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies. TSN, TSRN, TSRN The Deuce, The Premium Channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting. We make it better. Now, here's TSRN's Christopher Tiller.
Chicago White Sox. Today, starting lineup for the first quarter of the visitors from Temple College. Playing to the field, number 8, Kobe, Phil Colvin. Shortstop, number 1, Joey Orta. 22nd base, number 10, Chase Fryer. Catcher, number 9, Taylor Rowett. Third base, number 19, Jacob Stegen. Playing right field, number 11, Preston Mason. DH, number 4, Jacob Little. Playing first base, number 14, Adam Peterson. Playing left field, number 6, Jalen Brooks.
And welcome to Galveston, Texas, for opening day here, the 2017 junior college baseball season. This afternoon, a doubleheader. Two seven-inning games between the Temple College Leopards and the Galveston College Whitecaps. Cool day, but we got plenty of sunshine. North wind, otherwise we are set to go here for opening day here in 2017. About to have the national anthem. We'll step out when we come back. Starting lineups and first pitch here between Temple and Galveston coming up next here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
Number 9.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
1, 2. I'm in love with a man named Rudy. I'm okay with that. He knows exactly what I want. He keeps me coming back. Cooks breakfast, lunch, and dinner for me. Does the dishes too. I'm in love with a man named Rudy, last name Barbecue. It sure is easy to fall in love with Rudy's tasty oak smoked barbecue.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
Toyotathon is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla L for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
Welcome back to Bernard Davis Field here on the island in Galveston as we are just moments away from first pitch here between Temple and Galveston. Let's take a look at your starting lineups first for the visiting team, the Leopards. Well, I have a Temple College leading off will be the center fielder, number 8, Kobe Potvin, batting second, the shortstop, number 1, Joey Orsak. Batting third at second base, number 10, Chase Cryer. Batting fourth and catching, number 9, Baylor Rowlett. Batting third, number 19, Jacob Stegent. Batting sixth and right field, number 11, Preston Masick. Batting seventh, the DH, number four, Jacob Little. Batting eighth at first base, number 14, Adam Peterson. And batting ninth in left field will be number six, Jalen Brooks. Your top three in your Temple lineup here in game one, Potvin, Orsak, Cryer, middle three, Rowlett, Stegent, and Masick. Bottom three, Little, Peterson, and Brooks, the Leopards of Temple. Managed by Craig McMurtry. Defense, Air Force Galveston. Has Henley in left field, Laureano in center field, Allen in right field. In the infield, Maxwell's at third, Camargo at short, Alamo at second, Gonzalez at first. Forbes is behind the plate and on the mound here in game one. For Galveston's number 18, Blake Fluhop. A horde of scouts here to see the sophomore left-hander for Galveston as Fluhop is all warmed up, ready to go. And Kobe Potvin makes his way to the plate.
Leading off, Kobe Potvin.
Fluhop, left-hander. First pitch is a little bunt, popped up. Fluhop back over running and makes a catch as he kind of collides in with Gonzalez, but Fluhop able to hold on as Potvin popped up that bunt attempt. And it went between first and the mound, and Fluhop able to get off the mound and make the catch. One pitch, one out, as we are officially underway here in the 2017 season. And now here comes Joey Orsak, freshman, 5'11", 165, out of Bryan, Texas, Rudder High School. First pitch. Fluhop, fastball, a little bit high for ball one. Doesn't happen very often near Bernard Davis Field, but the wind is blowing out today. As the 1-0. Misses outside, 2-0. Chase Cryer on deck, just underway here in game one. 2 7-inning games here this afternoon. Is high, 3-0 now. Again, over 20 pro scouts here to see Fluhop, most of them standing right behind home plate. As Orsak watches that pitch hit the strike zone, it's 3-1 now. Forbes relaying the signs to Fluhop. Fluhop now in his motion. 3-1. Right in there now. 3-2. Orsak bats from the right side of the plate against the left-hander Fluhop. 3-2. And that's going to catch the outside corner, and Orsak is caught looking, so Fluhop comes from behind, 3-0 to come back and to get Orsak. That's his first strikeout. Two up, two down. Here comes Chase Cryer. Cryer, sophomore, 5'10", 190 out of Belton. Another right-handed stick here at the plate for Temple. First pitch coming. That's going to hit the inside corner, strike one. Infield playing back here with two outs. Cryer, as he awaits the 0-1. Here it is. And check swing goes off the mitt of Forbes. Pitch was high, and now it's 1-1. Temperatures will hover in the mid-50s here today, but we got sunshine making it feel a little bit warmer. As we await the 1-1, here it is. And that ball is lifted foul and out of play. Now it's 1-2. Fluhop now in his motion. 1-2. That ball is hit on the screws of right center field, but playing that way is Laureano, but it goes over his head and all the way to the wall. Extra bases here for Cryer. He's going to stretch it to three as the throws get come over to third base. It's off the line, and standing up safely is Cryer with a three-bagger here with two outs. Looked like Laureano had a beat on it, but went right over his head. And Cryer now standing at third base. That'll bring up Baylor Rowlett, sophomore out of College Station High School. Open stance for Rowlett from the right side of the plate. First pitch in there for strike one. And again, center fielder Laureano is going to be shaded towards right center here for Rowlett. The 0-1 fouled out of play. So Fluhop jumps on Rowlett here, and it's 0-2. Cryer leads off from third, the 0-2. It's a little bit high. Rowlett did not chase. In the full windup, Fluhop brings a 1-2. Breaking pitch just missing the back door, and it's 2-2. Fluhop in his motion kicks, fires, swinging and missing is Rowlett on a fastball up and away. Two strikeouts in the inning for Fluhop as he gets out of this unscathed. Cryer is stranded at third. No runs. One hit, one man left. We're playing a half inning here at Menard Davis Field. Temple nothing. Galveston coming to bat.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball. The two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Bottom of the first, take a look at your starting lineup here in game one for the Whitecaps of Galveston. Leading off will be the second baseman, number one, Elvin Alamo, batting second in center field. Number four, Ian Laureano, batting third, the shortstop, number nine, B.B. Camargo. Batting fourth, third baseman, number 11, Carson Maxwell. Batting fifth and catching, number 32, Ural Forbes. Batting sixth, the first base, number 30, Matt Gonzalez. Batting seventh in the left field, number 10, Robert Henley. Batting 8th, the DH, number 15, Christian Sepulveda. And batting 9th in right field will be number 3, Grayson Allen. Your top 3 in your Galveston lineup is Alamo, Laureano, Camargo. Middle 3, Maxwell, Forbes, Gonzalez. Bottom 3, Henley, Sepulveda, and Allen. The Whitecaps managed by Chris Joblin. Defense here for Temple. Starting the outfield, Henley in left. That's all right. Brooks in left, Popvin in center, Masick in right, in the infield going third base side first, Aiken, Orsak, the shortstop, Cryer, the second baseman, Peterson, the first baseman, Rowlett is behind the plate and getting the start here for Temple is number 30, Denson Hull.
Off the bat, number one, Alamo.
Hull, sophomore, left-hander out of San Antonio, Texas, went to Churchill High School. Yeah. as Elvin Alamo makes his way to the plate. A lot of returning starters here for the Whitecaps here in 2017. Alamo's one of them, 5'8", 160-pounder out of Puerto Rico. Open stance from the left side of the plate for Alamo against the left-hander Hull. Hull's first pitch, low one outside for ball one. That's going to catch the outside corner. One on one. Stegent, the third baseman, playing in a little bit at third here for Alamo. 1-1. Ground ball. Foul. Near Laureano in the on-deck circle. Counts 1-2. Hull looking in. Still looking in now. He's in his windup. 1-2. Swinging and missing. Late swing there by Alamo. And Hull has his first strikeout.
Up the bat, number 4, Ian Laureano.
So here comes another sophomore, Ian Laureano, 5'11". 155-pounder out of Puerto Rico. Also a transfer from Seminole Junior College. First pitch in there for a strike. The 0-1. Fastball's a little bit high. B.B. Camargo on deck here in the bottom of the first. Galveston and Temple scoreless. 1-1. Ground ball left side. Stegen can't get it. Shortstop Orsak over. He has it, but his long throw will not be in time. And Laureano able to beat it out for an infield single. So Laureano has the first hit for Galveston here in 2017. That brings up
B.B. Camargo,
sophomore, 6'1", 185-pounder out of Venezuela. Camargo bats from the right side of the plate. Hull checking on Laureano at first. Brings the first pitch now, and that's going to hit the inside corner. Good-looking pitch there from Hull. Stegen is even with the bag at third. Peterson holding on Laureano at first. The 0-1. Late swing as Camargo fouls it down the right field line, and it's quickly 0-2. Laureano takes his lead off first. And they got him picked off, it appears. This Hull throws over to first, but Laureano able to dive back in safely. Oh, we're going to have a balk called on Hull. That's what happened. So Laureano will move to second. So the Whitecaps now with a runner in scoring position, Rowlett, having a few words now with Hull out in front of the mound. Rowlett now back behind the plate as he squats down. Relays the signs to Hull. Count still 0-2 here to Camargo.
You got it, BB.
Hull ball steps off momentarily. Now steps back on the rubber looking in. Hull checking on Laureano at second. Now will bring the 0-2. Ground ball to second. Cryer moving a few steps to his right, and he bobbles it, and everybody's going to be safe. E4 on the play. Camargo reaches first. Laureano will go to third. To runners at the corners. One out for Carson Maxwell. Scoring chance here in the first for Galveston. For the cleanup man, Maxwell, sophomore out of Houston. 6'3", 215-pounder, Lamar High School. First pitch to Maxwell. Right in there for strike one. So Hull gets ahead of Maxwell. Orsak and Cryer up the middle. They're playing for a double play ball. Stagan even with the bag at third as Peterson holds on Camargo at first. Yeah, one. Fly ball down the right field line. Masick over in fair territory. Camping underneath it makes the catch. Tagging up is Laureano. There will not be a throw made by Masick, and it's 1-0. Galveston on the sack fly by Maxwell. There'll be an unearned run on hold as Earl Forbes comes to the plate. Another sophomore for Galveston, 6'1", 220. First pitch swing, taps it up the third baseline. Stegen coming over, has it, fires on the run over to first, and it'll be just in time to get Forbes. Nice play there by Stegen, and that will end the first inning. But Galveston gets on the board. One run on one hit the error. Coming back to hurt Temple. Sack fly by Maxwell scoring. Laureano after one. It is 1-0. Galveston.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand-breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh-squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kickoff is football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at barcelonasports.com.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5, and boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand-new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290 in the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you.
We're underway here in the top of the second. Leading off for Temple will be Jacob Stagan. He just took ball one from Blake Fluhop. Preston Masick, Jacob Little will follow. 1-0. Swing and a miss. One, one, fouled out of play. 1-2. the 5, 6, and 7 hitters in the Temple lineup here in the second inning. Flew hop. In his motion. Swinging and missing his stay again. That is strikeout number 3 now for Fluhop.
At the bat, Preston Masick.
So here comes Preston Masick. Freshman. 5'11", 215-pounder. Out of West Texas. West High School. First pitch right on the outside corner, strike one. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2 here to Masick. Masick bats from the right side of the plate against the left-hander Fluhop. The 0-2, swinging and missing, swung right through the fastball. Strikeout number 4 now for Fluhop.
No.
He's recorded 5 outs, 4 of them via the strikeout. And here's Jacob Little. Freshman is Little. 5'10", 180-pounder out of Salado, Texas. Fluhop. It's the inside corner. 0-1. I don't think he's missed yet here in this inning. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Forbes setting up on the outside part of the plate. That's a swing and a miss by Little. Fluhop strikes out the side, and I believe on 9 pitches here in the second inning, 5 strikeouts for Fluhop. We'll go to the bottom of the second, 1-0, Galveston.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
Toyotathon is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
For the bottom half of the second inning, Matt Gonzalez will lead off here for Galveston. 6-7-8 hitters coming to the plate. Robert Henley, Christian Sepulveda will follow. 1-0 Whitecaps. A sack fly by Carson Maxwell, scoring Ian Laureano in the first. First pitch, fouled out of play. Gonzalez. Also looks like a tight end. 6'5", 240 out of Prosper, Texas. Open stance from the right side of the plate for Gonzalez. 0-1. Hole misses inside. One. Fouled off, back behind the plate. Head coach Chris Joblin of Galveston says this could be his best team here in 2017. A lot of experience returning off of last year's ball club. One, two. Swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of that pitch there from Hole. That's his second strikeout.
Hey, Bobby, get yours first. Catch it, it's good. Hey, hit yours, Bobby.
Up the bat, number 10.
Bobby, know what you're doing.
Here comes Robert Henley. Red shirt freshman out of Fort Worth. Arlington Heights High School, and also a transfer from Weatherford Junior College. He takes high strike. That's 0-1. The 0-1 popped up, fouling out of play. Temple. In Region 5, they're going to head off to Alvin tomorrow, play two more games. Galveston will stay right here. They'll take on Brookhaven. The 0-2, up and in. As far in the preseason rankings, first for Temple, got Grayson and McLennan. Right in the top 25. The only one in Region 14 South is San Jacinto. They're right in the top five. One, two. Curveball misses inside. Navarro out of Region 14 East is also rated. But that's it. Two, two. That's going to hit the inside corner. Henley caught looking. Third strikeout for Hall. And he's going to try and match Fluhop. As Fluhop struck out the side. See if Hall can do the same as Christian Sepulveda steps in. Freshman Sepulveda of 6'4", 185 out of New York. And there's a low strike by Hole, 0-1. Next pitch, swing and a miss. 0-2. Rowlett setting up inside. The 0-2 is a ground ball first base side. Peterson has it behind the bag, and he's going to step on the bag at first to retire Sepulveda. That's a 1-2-3 inning for a Hole. Six up, six down overall here in the second inning. We'll go to the third. It's 1-0. Galveston.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, stay at the Residence Inn at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-391-7501. The City of Katy, home of champions.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Hey, let's get something to eat.
I don't know.
How about there?
Ugh, that's 3 hours on a rowing machine.
That place?
4 on a treadmill.
What about
an extra CrossFit class?
How much is it to lick a postage stamp?
7 sit-ups. 12 with the envelope.
Instead of being consumed by calories, why not just start eating healthier? PitaPit. Fresh thinking, healthy eating.
PitaPit. Fresh grilled, flavored fill at 12020 FM 1960, just east of Eldridge.
By the top of the third inning, Adam Peterson leading things off, and he's quickly down the count, 0-2. Jalen Brooks, and back to the top of the lineup with Kobe Potvin. Now the 0-2. Outside. Peterson did not chase. Peterson, freshman, 6'3", 200-pounder out of Humble, Texas, Atascocita High School. One, two. Swinging and missing at a high fastball. Going back to the first inning. 5 consecutive strikeouts now for Fluhop.
Up the bat, Jalen Brooks.
Here's Jalen Brooks. Ninth place hitter in the Temple lineup. Swings at the first pitch, fouls it off for strike one. Brooks, sophomore out of Pflugerville, Texas. Hill one, up and away. Brooks crouches down from the right side of the plate into stance as he waits the 1-1. And again, that's high from Fluhop. 2-1. Alvin and Brookhaven will start at 1 o'clock. That's it for Region 14 South today. Blinn not playing this weekend. Neither is Wharton. The 2-1. Bounce straight back. San Jacinto plays tomorrow. They're going to be up in Tyler. Two-two. Up and away. Now full count. So Brooks has worked at full. Awaiting the 3-2, and here it is. Foul back. Good battle by Brooks, ninth place hitter in the lineup. Three, two again. And that's low for ball four, and Brooks works a walk. Snaps the string of 5 consecutive strikeouts by Fluhop. Lineup turns over now for Temple.
Up to that, Kobe.
Kobe Potvin, he tried to bunt on the very first pitch. He popped it up and Fluhop made a nice running catch on him. First pitch here. Swinging, grounds right up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Brooks looking, and now he's going to make a wide turn. Now he stopped. Now he's going to go to third, and he's still going to make it in there safely. And right behind Brooks is Potvin running into second base. Good alert base running there by Potvin. He moves up 90 feet.
Up the bat, Joey Orstad.
And Temple, all of a sudden, is in business. Runners second and third, one out for Joey Orsak. Brooks rounded second, stopped, thought about going back to second, but he decided to, what the heck, try to make it to third base, and he did. Now he's just 90 feet away from tying this ball game up. Infield will stay back. First pitch to Orsak. In there for a strike. Center fielder Laureano shaded towards right center. Left fielder Henley almost playing in left center. The 0-1. Curveball low. 1-1. Runners take their leads. 1-1. Low, and it gets by Forbes. Here comes Brooks. He's going to score. Going to third is Potvin. Makes a wide turn, but he's going to stay at third, and we're tied at one as Brooks touches home plate. Pitch just went right underneath Forbes. Counts 2-1. Infield will again remain back. This is lifted behind first. Coming over near the line is Allen. And Allen makes the catch, tagging up. Coming to the plate is Potvin. The throw will be cut off by Gonzalez. And Temple now has a 2-1 lead. Sack fly by Orsak.
Up that, Chase Fryer.
All started by the walk from the ninth place hitter Brooks here for Temple. Here's Chase Cryer. He lined a triple into right center his first time up as he takes a strike. He had a screaming line drive that just went right over the head of Laureano. Next pitch is bounced up there. Counts 1-1. Comes inside, 2-1. Blue hop brings it. Ground ball left side in the hole and in the left field for base hit for Cryer. He's now 2-for-2. Second hit of the inning here for Temple.
The bat,
Maxwell, the third baseman, was playing near the line, so that left an open void between Maxwell and Camargo, the shortstop, and Cryer found that void. He's on for Baylor Rowlett. Throw goes over to first, gets by Gonzalez, but only just a couple feet from Gonzalez. Holding it first is Cryer. Rowlett, sixth. Leopard to bat here in the third. Rowlett 0-for-1. First pitch. Lifted behind short. Henley started back. Now he's racing in as he gets dropped in front of him. And stumbling around the bag at second is Cryer, and he is going to be tagged out. Cryer looks like he's also hurt a little bit. He may have rolled an ankle coming over the bag at second. So that'll go down as a base hit for Rowlett. And then, let's see, 7-6 on the put out of Cryer at second base as they look at Cryer near the bag at second. Temple gets two runs on three hits here in the third, and we'll go to the bottom of the third. 2-1 now, Temple.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa draft, son, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
Bottom of the third is now underway as Hole misses outside for ball one to Grayson Allen, ninth place hitter. The lineup here for Galveston as they now trail 2-1. Redshirt freshman is Allen, 6'2", 170-pounder out of Spring, Texas, as he now takes ball two. Klein High School. Elvin Alamo and Ian Loriano will follow Allen. Kind of a check swing there by Allen. Got a piece of it, fouled it off. Now 2-1. Chase Cryer still in the ball game here for Temple. He's still at second base. It looks like he might have rolled his ankle as he stumbled over the bag at second. This ball is grounded to third, but right at Stegen, who has it, throws across the diamond. And that will retire Allen for the first out here in the bottom of the third.
At the bat, Alamo
first pitch swing as he grounds it slowly up the third baseline as head coach Chris Joblin fields it. 0-1. Galveston got the run in the bottom of the first. Temple just scored twice here in the top half of the third inning. The 0-1. Right in there. 0-2. Alamo's 0-1. Wide open stance from the left side of the plate for Alamo, the 0-2. He's able to lay off that outside pitch there from Hole, 1-2. So far for Hole, now just one hit, one run, but that's unearned. No walks, three strikeouts. 1-2. Just off the plate. Good eye there by Alamo, 2-2. Rowlett now setting up inside part of the plate as that ball drifts towards the outside part of the plate as Alamo fouls it off. Count still 2-2. Now Rowlett setting up on the outside portion of the plate, 2-2. Breaking pitch, swing, and a miss. Big bender there thrown from Hole. That's his fourth strikeout.
Up the bat, number 4, Ian Laureano.
Here's Ian Laureano. He has the lone white cap hit. That was an infield single. And he came around to score the run. Fastball paints the outside corner, 0-1. Yeah, one. A little bit low. One. Fell right back. Today marks the 3.5 month journey here in the 2017 baseball season. Two. Low and outside. Here in Region 14, San Jacinto has won the last 2 years. Can anybody dethrone them this year? Navarro looks pretty solid. Galveston. Again, returning a lot of kids from last year. They will be a contender as Hole misses again. And it's now 3-2 here. Laureano. Camargo would bat if Laureano reaches. Has not walked anybody so far as this ball is grounded up the middle into center field for a base hit. Laureano 2-for-2. Orsak, the shortstop, was playing more in the hole, so there's a big gap right up the middle for Laureano, and he took advantage of it. Now he gets B.B. Camargo to the plate. Margo reached on E4. First time up. First pitch fouled off. Let's see with two outs if head coach Chris Joblin wants to be a little aggressive, but it is tough to run on a left-hander. Again, back in the first, it appeared Hole was going to pick off Laureano, but Hole was called for a balk. There goes Laureano. Pitch is lined in the left, but it's going to hang up right to Brooks. Well hit ball there by Camargo, but he is out number 3. No runs, one hit, one man left. For the Whitecaps, we'll go to the fourth inning here in Game 1. 2 7-inning games here this afternoon. 2-1, Temple.
It's always a moment of truth where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. Even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continued to push. I don't know where the pain went to, but all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
PFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On the Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
Jacob Stagian lead off here in the fourth. First pitch swing, lines into center field. Loiano moving to his right, and he'll make a running catch. One pitch, one out. Stagian hit that one right on the screws, but Loiano able to run it down. Temple getting some good swings now on Fluhop, second time through the lineup. Here's Preston Masick. Jacob Little will bat after Masick. Masick 0 for 1. First pitch swinging again as he grounded foul for strike one. The 0-1's low. Next pitch, fly ball, center field. Loiano can't find it. Now he was in the right spot. Lucky for him, he's able to find it. And then he takes two steps back and makes a catch. So two quick outs here for Fluhop. Here's Jacob Little.
Off the bat, Jacob Little.
Pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1. Next pitch, fly ball. Loiano again is right there, just waiting for it to come down. Makes a catch. Loiano takes care of all three outs. Here on the top of the fourth, very quick. Top of the fourth inning for Fluhop. Go to the bottom of the fourth. Still 2-1. Temple.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy. Just minutes from the Merrill Center. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com.
The next time you stay to play in Katy, stay at the Residence Inn Houston at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-391-7501. The City of Katy, home of champions.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
Yep.
Up the bat, number 11, Carson Maxwell.
Fourth inning of work coming up here for Hull. It's allowed just two hits. One unearned run. Middle of the lineup here for Galveston. Carson Maxwell batting first. Takes ball one. Ural Forbes and Matt Gonzalez will follow. Next pitch, fouled off. One. Drifts back over the plate. 1-2. Next weekend, Temple will travel to Blinn Junior College. We're going to play Blinn and Frank Phillips. Play two games next Friday, the 1-2. Curveball, tap foul. Two to Maxwell. Swing and a miss. He went around as Rowlett about to throw down the first to complete the strikeout, which he does. Strikeout number 5 for Hull.
Up the bat, number 32, Euro Ford.
Here's Earl Forbes. Swing and a miss for strike one. Forbes ground out to third his first time up. Galveston next week. Take their annual trip up to the Dallas area. Play 4 games against Seward County. Ball pounds the inside portion of the plate. Quickly 0-2. Then the following weekend, we're going to have the Tournament of Champions. Galveston will play Howard, Odessa, Weatherford, and Midland. The 0-2, ground ball, first base side, and it goes right underneath the glove of Peterson, but backed up by Cryer, who throws over to first, and will be in time to get Forbes. Hull hustling over to the bag at first.
Up the bat, number 30, Matt Gonzalez.
Defense shown there by the right side of the infield for Temple. Here's Matt Gonzalez. First pitch lines it into center field. Base hit. Third hit for Galveston. They've got a 2-out base runner. It brings up Robert Henley to the plate.
Up the bat, number 10, Bobby Henley.
First pitch, upstairs, ball one. Henley was caught looking his first time up. Fly ball, center field, backing his pot bin. He's got a lot of room out there in center field now. He camps underneath it and makes a catch. That's a long third out off the bat of Henley. No runs, one hit, one man left. Hall looking good here for Temple as he will have himself a 2-1 lead as we go to the fifth inning.
Don McGill, Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember,
if it's a deal you're chasing, exit I-10 and Mason to Don McGill, Toyota of Katy.
We have school spirit. What about you? JSC Federal Credit Union now offers CCISD mascot debit cards. Parents, students, and staff, show your school spirit with your very own mascot card. Check out www.jscfcu.org for more information on the mascot debit cards and other products and services available. JSC Federal Credit Union, home of the CCISD Visa Debit Mascot Cards.
Up the bat, Adam Peterson.
8-9-1 hitters due up here for Temple. Adam Peterson, Jalen Brooks, Kobe Potvin. Fifth inning of war coming up here for Fluhop. First pitch fouled out of play for strike one. Have a right-hander beginning to throw in the Galveston bullpen. So far for Fluhop, about four hits, two runs, one walk, six strikeouts. As he misses on his next pitch, count goes to 1-1 here at Peterson. Fluhop misses again, 2-1. Fluhop, this is a little bit high, now 3-1. High for ball four. Second walk issued by Fluhop. So here's Jalen Brooks. He had a long battle with Fluhop. First time up, and he was able to draw a walk that started the two-run rally for Temple. Maxwell, third baseman, playing in. Brooks might be bunting here. He hasn't tipped his hand yet as Fluhop throws over to first. Call of the plate by Brooks.
I don't remember. You were able to. You were really good. What year did you? Three, one year.
Now Fluhop ready. Brooks squaring around late, pulls a bunt back, and takes ball one. Counts 1-0 here to Brooks. This Fluhop is ready, but instead he's going to throw over to first. Let's see if Brooks is going to square around again, and he is, and he's going to bunt right through it. Takes a strike, throw down to first. Back in safely, though, is Peterson. Fluhop again will throw over to first. Peterson with a leadoff walk to begin Temple's fifth inning. Temple up 2-1 here in game one. Brooks squaring around, and he punts it right back behind the plate, and it's 1-2. Looks like Brooks is upset with himself. He's squatting down, looking up the third baseline, getting the signs now with two strikes on him. See if he's going to be swinging away, or will they try still another bunt here with two strikes? Maxwell still playing in at third for Galveston. Lou Hopp will throw over to first. Peterson takes his lead off the bag at first. Not going. Brooks not showing bunt. The pitch is way outside. Gets off the mitt of Forbes. Now moving to second is Peterson. Will be swinging away. 2-2 is his count. It's Peterson. Leads off the bag at second. 2-2. Again, up and away. 3-2. Looks like that's Jesse Lee throwing in the White Cat bullpen as we await the 3-2. Here it is. That is low for ball four. And again, Brooks able to work a walk. Now back-to-back walks here for Fluhop in the fifth inning. So runners first and second, nobody out. Lineup turns over. Leadoff man Kobe Potvin coming to plate. We're going to have a visit to the mound. Also have a right-hander throwing down the Temple bullpen. Alvin and Brookhaven now should be underway. They're just playing one game. Conference at the mound has concluded.
What's the bat? Kobe Potvin.
So here's Potvin. He singled up the middle last at bat. Then he came around to score the second run for Temple. He's 1-for-2. Will he be bunting? About to find out. He is. As he pulls it back, takes low for ball one. Maxwell playing in at third. Gonzalez doing the same at first. Fluhop steps off. For the 1-0, squaring around to bunt, pulling it back, and Fluhop able to hit the outside corner, 1-1. Temple trying to play add-on here in the fifth inning. Leading 2-1. Got runners first and second. Nobody out. It's squaring around the bunt and waving right through the bunt is Pot Van. Now he is down the count 1-2. Now Gonzalez playing back behind Brooks at first. Not showing bunt, the 1-2. Lifted in the air. Right center coming in is Allen. Still coming in, and he can't make a diving catch. Runners on the move. Peterson being waved home. Brooks goes to third. Going in the second is Potvin. 3-1 now Temple. Give Potvin RBI double. Allen tried to make a diving catch, couldn't. Ball kicked away from him a little bit. So Temple's got their insurance run, and now they're looking to break the game wide open here in game one. We're now going to have a pitching change. That's going to be it for Fluhop, as here comes Chris Joblin. And again, I believe Jesse Lee, number 17, could be the new Galveston pitcher. So Fluhop goes 4-plus innings. Ran out of steam here in the fifth. 5 hits given up. 3 walks. 6 strikeouts. 3 runs given up, and he's still responsible for the 2 left on base. We'll step out for 60 seconds here in the pitching change. Back in a minute here on the network.
Maaco is America's body shop. Let them turn the car you drive back into the car you love. Accidents happen, but don't give up your car. Bring it to Maaco. Locally owned and operated, our shops offer a nationwide warranty and get you back on the road and on your next adventure. Maaco makes it easy, affordable, and reliable every time. Come in for a free estimate on your paint or collision repair today. Stop by Maaco at 9350 FM 1960 Road West in Houston, or visit online at MaacoHoustonWest.com to book an appointment. Uh-oh, better get Maaco of Northwest Houston.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.org.
Jesse Lee warming up here on the mound, just has a couple more pitches and he'll be ready to go. Sophomore is Lee, right-handed pitcher. 6'2", 195-pounder out of Ontario, Canada. So he's going to inherit 2 runners on base.
Up the bat.
Runners on second and third, to be more exact. Nobody out. It's Joey Orsak. Stand in the box. Orsak hit a sack fly his last time up. Swings the first pitch. Lines it right to Maxwell on one hop. Looks runner back to third. Fires over to first. One pitch, one out here for Lee out of the bullpen. Runners cannot advance.
Up the bat, Chase Fryer.
Here's Chase Cryer, 2-for-2, triple and a single. Maxwell, Gonzalez at the corners playing in. Camargo and Alamo up the middle, playing about halfway in. Good looking breaking pitch in the strike zone, 0-1. Lee in his windup brings it. Ground ball to short. The runner's going to come home. Camargo bobbles it momentarily. His only play will be at first, and he is able to. Oh, he was not able to get Cryer at first. Everybody is safe. Another run scores for Temple. 4-2 now, correction, 4-1 now, Leopards. And now you got runners at the corners for Baylor Rowlett. Like to score that an E6. Rowlett singled last time up. He's 1-for-2. Lee will throw over to first. Still will give Cryer, though, an RBI. Now Camargo and Alamo up the middle. They're playing back. Hoping to get a double play ball. Now Lee delivers low. Counts 1-0 here to Rowlett as Lee set, delivers, misses inside, 2-0. Runners take their leads. Lee's going to look to third, look to first. The runners did not bite. Lee checking on the runners. Brings a 2-0. Swing and a miss. Lee will throw over to first. Scoring opened with Galveston getting a run in the bottom of the first, but Temple scored four unanswered, two in the third, and now two more here in the fifth, and they're not done. Now the 2-1, swing and a miss. That'll even up the count, 2-2. Game number two today will fall about 30 minutes after the conclusion of our first game. In both games, seven innings. Lee was looking to third, looked back to first. Cryer almost fell for it this time over there at first, but was able to scamper back to the bag. Now Lee is set, kicks, fires, fly ball down the left field line. Nobody's going to be there. That's going to bang off the wall. One run will score. Cryer moving into third, and that's going to be a stand-up RBI double for Baylor Rowlett. Just didn't get enough lift on it to get it out of here. So Rowlett will settle for an RBI double. 5-1 now, Temple.
Up the bat, Jacob did it.
Come on, get the out.
Infield coming in now for the Whitecaps. Jacob Stagent at the plate. First pitch. Breaking ball low and outside. Ball one. This is inside. Now 2-0. Got Preston Masick on deck. Temple busting the game open here in the top of the fifth. They've scored three runs. They've got two more in scoring position. Still only one out. Check swing and unfortunate for Stagent. That pitch got a piece of the bat. This fouled off. 2-1. Called the plate. Again, the bottom of the lineup for Temple starting the rally just like they did in the third inning. Now Lee is set as he misses, and it's now 3-1. Lean his wind up, delivers. That ball is ripped to left center field. That's going to be a gapper. Two runs are going to score. Extra bases for Stagent. He's going to leg it out. And he's going to make it to third base. That's a two-run triple for Stagent. Five runs in the inning now for Temple, 7-1.
Up the bat, Preston Masick.
Here's Preston Masick. First pitch, ground ball to short. Camargo backing up. A run's going to score, however. As Camargo throws over to first. It's a little bit low. Gonzalez can't handle it. Everybody is safe. Run number 6 of the inning scores. E6 on the play. On a low throw from Camargo. Here's Jacob Little, ninth Leopard to bat here in the inning. Swing and a miss. The 0-1. Fouled off, right? Right over us behind home plate, 0-2. Lee kicks and fires. That's low and outside. Nice block by Forbes behind home plate here in this fifth for Temple. Peterson walked. Brooks walked. Potvin, RBI double. Worsak grounded out to third. And Chase Cryer reached on E6. Run scored. An RBI double by Rowlett. Two-run triple by Stagent. As a 1-2. Slow rollover foul. Then we just had Masick reach on another E6. As the sixth run scored. Left-hander beginning to throw now in the White Cat bullpen. 1-2. That's a slow roller out front of home plate. Forbes picks it up, fires over to first. A low throw, but nice dig by Gonzalez. There's the second out. Moving to second is Masick.
Hey, I gotta get one more, guys.
2-3 on the put out there of Little. So here comes Peterson. Temple has batted around here in the fifth. Peterson started this with a walk. First pitch, ground ball to the third behind the back. Well, now the home plate umpires are calling it a foul ball. Well, that was close. Peterson back at the plate. Lee delivers the 0-1. Breaking ball low, blocked by Forbes. Counts 1-1. From Lee, and again it's low, blocked by Forbes. Two and one's your count here to Peterson as he now steps off, or steps out of the box. Peterson back in the box. Lee's set. Brings a 2-1. A little bit high. Peterson lays off. 3-1. Lee checks on the runner at second, brings a 3-1. That's going to hit the inside corner, 3-2. On its way from Lee. That's going to be called strike. First strikeout for Lee out of the bullpen. What an inning put up by Temple. They score six times. One, two, three hits. RBI doubles by Potvin, Rowlett, and then a two-run triple by Stagant. A couple walks mixed in there by Peterson and Brooks. A couple errors as well, allowing Cryer and Masick to reach base. And on both of those, a run scored as well. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Now 8-1, Temple.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
Thank you.
15, Christian Sepulveda.
Go to the bottom of the fifth. We did see a leopard throwing in the bullpen during that long top of the fifth, but this will still be whole. He fires in strike one to Christian Sepulveda. 8-9-1 hitters here for Galveston. Grayson Allen, Elvin Alamo will follow. Swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2 to Sepulveda. Sepulveda is 0-1. Grounded out to first base. Hole has been cruising. He's allowed three hits, no walks, five strikeouts. Sepulveda spoils that pitch there from Hole. Fouls it out of play 0-2. Hole delivers, and that's a swing and a miss by Sepulveda. Strikeout number six for Hole.
At the bat, number three, Grayson Allen.
Here's Grayson Allen. He's 0-1. Rounded to third. First time up. Check swing, but he went around for strike one. Left-hander in the Galveston bullpen is Edgar Cuevas. 0-1. Hole comes back with the exact same pitch. This time Allen does not offer at it. Counts 1-1. Right-hander now again is throwing in the Temple bullpen. 1-1. Upstairs, 2-1. Two ones low, 3-1. Hole has not walked anybody yet, but now he's threatening here as he's falling behind. 3-1 to Allen. And here comes Craig McMurtry out of the Temple dugout on his way to the mound. McMurtry on the four games this weekend. He wants to see how his players respond in game situations, how the pitchers compete on the mound and the hitters at the plate. And, of course, with these 18 non-conference games, he wants to see which players can and can't, more or less. Trying to figure out which players he can trust as conference play will get underway here in about a month.
All right, get on now. Get on.
Okay. Conference at the mound is over with. 3-1 now to Allen. Here it is. Just missing outside for ball four. So there's the first walk by Hull. Galveston's got a one-out base runner.
At the bat, number one, Elvin Alamo.
Alamo's 0-2, leadoff man for Galveston. He takes just A little bit high for ball one. One out. That's going to hit the outside corner. One and one. Allen takes his lead off first. 1-1. Up and away, 2-1. Peterson holding on Allen to first. Big hole between first and second. Here for Alamo if he can pull it. Into right field, 2-1. On its way. There goes Allen. Ground ball slowly to second. Cryer, his only play will be at first, which he makes to retire Alamo. Going to second is Allen on out number two.
At the bat, number four, Dean Royale.
There's Ian Laureano. Galveston has three hits. Laureano has two of them. First pitch. High for ball one.
Come on, get him home. It'll score.
Outside 2-0. Throw down back to second. Back in safely is Allen. So hole falls behind Laureano here, 2-0. BB Camargo is on deck. Long pause. Now brings a 2-0. Showing bunt. Pulling it back is Laureano, and he takes a strike. 2-1.
Come on, need you on.
Two, one. Up and away. 3-1. If Hole does in fact lose Laureano here, I wonder if he might make a pitching change with a right-hander Camargo on deck. And that's going to hit the outside corner. Laureano tosses his bat. He's going to have to go back and pick it up, which he does. He comes back to the plate. Full count. Here, Laureano. 3-2. Hole trying to conclude this fifth inning. As he brings a 3-2. That's low and outside. Ball four. Laureano is on for third straight time. Second walk of the game issued by Hull. Both of them coming here in the bottom of the fifth.
Up the bat, number nine, BB Camargo.
And here comes McMurtry, and that's going to be it for Hull. So they are going to bring in the right-hander who was warming up. Pretty good outing there by Hull. As he leaves here with two outs. In the fifth inning, three hits given up, two walks, six strikeouts. An unearned run at this point. He is responsible for the two runners on. We'll step out for a minute. as a new pitcher comes in. Looks like it's going to be Caleb Nicholson, number 7. Sophomore right-hander out of Moody, Texas. Back in 60 seconds here on the network.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa draps, son, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
Clear. Caleb Nicholson warming up, taking over for Hole. Nicholson inherits two runners on here with two outs. B.B. Camargo is the hitter here for Galveston. Camargo is 0 for 2. He did reach on an E4 back in the first inning. Then he hit a laser right to Brooks in left field. First pitch coming here from Nicholson. Here it is. In there for a strike. Allen's your runner at second. Laureano, your runner at first. Both of them reach via the walk. The 0-1. Low and outside. One. A little bit low. Nicholson, 6'3", 225-pounder, sophomore right-hander. Kind of a sidearm three-quarters delivery. Camargo is going to bloop that one in the left. Brooks coming in, and Brooks able to make a nice sliding catch to rob Camargo again. That'll end the white cap threat here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, two men left. We've played five. Here in game one, it is all Temple, 8-1 Leopards.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5. And boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand-new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290 in the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you.
Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide level directions. The company is not approved for any part use.
Kids.
We move to the sixth inning. Third pitcher coming in here for Galveston. This will be number 25, Edgar Cuevas, sophomore left-hander. Yeah, the Bronx, New York. 6'1", 190 pounder.
Up to bat, Jalen Brooks.
Nine 1-2 hitters here for Temple. Jalen Brooks leading off. Takes ball one. Boy, Brooks has kind of been a spark plug here for Temple here in game one. Just made that nice catch on Camargo. He has walked twice, scored twice, been in the mix for those two rallies by Temple in the third and fifth inning as Brooks takes a strike. One, one, almost clips Brooks. 2-1. Temple, two runs in the third, six runs in the fifth. Galveston got their run in the first. Two, one, up and away. Cuevas brings a 3-1 up and away, and Brooks has walked for the third consecutive time.
Up to bat, Kobe Puzzle.
Cody Potvin comes to the plate. After trying to bunt his first time up, he has since singled, scored, and then delivered an RBI double, and again came around to score. First pitch swing, grounds in on one hop to Gonzalez at first. He'll go to second for one. Relay by Camargo back to first, and it kind of pulls Gonzalez off the bag. Gonzalez tried to make a sweeping tag on Potvin, but missed. So Potvin reaches on the fielder's choice. Score 3-6. Brooks is retired.
Up the bat, Joey Orsak.
And here's Joey Orsak. Orsak's 0-for-2 with a sack fly back in the third inning. Takes outside ball one, that sack fly. Scored the second run for Temple. Is up and away. And now Forbes is going to jog out to the mound. Game two coming up next. Another seven-inning affair. Forbes now back behind the plate. Pop Hot Van not going 2-0, and that's going to hit the outside corner. Chase Cryer on deck. Temple in control here in game one, leading 8-1. Cuevas delivers. Low ball four, second walk. Issued by Cuevas. Temple's got runners at first and second. Cryer in the box. First pitch. High, ball one. Cryer triple in the first. Single in the third. Then he reached on E6 in the fifth. And Chris Joblin pops out of the Galveston dugout. He's on his way to the mound. Nobody throwing in the bullpen. Tyler Brown start game two for Galveston. Not sure yet who's going to start for Temple in game two. That's Joblin still having some words here with Cuevas on the mound. Joblin walking back to the dugout. Forbes coming back behind home plate. Cuevas delivers. Ground ball right back to Cuevas. He's going to go to second for one. Relay by Camargo over to first, and that's a double play. 1-6-3 inning-ending double play. Gets Cuevas out of the sixth inning unscathed. No runs, no hits. One man left for the Leopards. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. It is 8-1. Temple.
It's that time of year. Kickoff is football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at barcelonasports.com.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy, just minutes from the Merrill Center. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com.
The next time you stay to play in Katy, stay at the Residence Inn Houston at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-391-7501. The City of Katy, home of champions.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
Off the bat, number 11, Carson Maxwell.
Nicholson stays in here for Temple. So he's going to face the middle of the Galveston lineup. Carson Maxwell batting first. Ural Forbes, Matt Gonzalez will follow Maxwell, who just took ball one. Ground ball hit weakly to third, foul. Next pitch. Line to left. Brooks backing on it. And he can't get it. Goes over his head. Maxwell rounding first. He's going to hold at second. And that's going to be the leadoff double there for Maxwell. It's the second time we've seen a ball, a line drive, which like the outfielder had a beat on it, but it just sailed over his head. Again, the wind is blowing out towards left center today. I looked at the weather yesterday. It did say 15 to 25 mile an hour Wednesday, but wind is blowing nowhere near that. Maybe 10 miles an hour. Here's Forbes. First pitch swing. Fouls out of play. Strike one. Forbes has grounded to third, and he's grounded to second. That hit by Maxwell is hit number four for Galveston. Nicholson brings it. Forbes fouls it back. 0-2. Pitch fouled off right home plate. Rowlett, the catcher, had a few words with Nicholson. Now Rowlett back behind the plate. Counts 0-2 here to Forbes as Nicholson brings it. That pitch just bounced up there. Nice stop by Rowlett. Maxwell leads off from second. Nicholson misses again. Nicholson takes a peek at Maxwell, brings a 2-2, and that's outside, and Forbes, once down 0-2, has now worked at full here. 3-2. Right in there, strike three. Nicholson records his first strikeout.
Up the bat.
In fact, Forbes was guessing a particular pitch, and he guessed wrong. That fastball looked like that was right over the heart of the plate. Here's Matt Gonzalez. 1-for-2 is Gonzalez, singled last time up. Swings to the first pitch, and he did not get a piece of it. It got away from Rowlett, and Maxwell will move to third. Score that as a wild pitch. Next pitch bounced up there. This time Rowlett keeps it in front of him. One, swing and a miss. 1-2. Leading 8-1. Temple will keep their infield back. They'll concede this run. Gonzalez will try and get Maxwell to the plate as sweeping breaking pitch just misses. 2-2. Nicholson, not wasting a lot of time, brings the next pitch as Gonzalez fouls it off. Two-two. Here it is. Low and outside. Now full count to Gonzalez. Lifted to center. Should be deep enough. Potvin right there. Really didn't have to move as he makes the catch. Tagging up and scoring easily will be Maxwell. Sack fly for Gonzalez. And Galveston has their second run. So Gonzalez and Maxwell now with sack flies. Cuts the Temple lead down to 6. 8-2 is your score now. Nobody on base, and here's Robert Henley. First pitch up and in, ball one. Cued foul. Henley is 0-2. He takes ball two. Nicholson in his windup as looks like he might have took something off on that pitch. Henley was out in front on that swing, 2-2. Next pitch, low and another full count. Henley reaches, got a pinch hitter on deck for Galveston, Davis Jinks, 3-2, swing and a miss. Swinging and missing is Henley on a high fastball. Second strikeout of the inning for Nicholson, but Galveston will get a run. Leadoff double by Maxwell. Moves to third on a wild pitch. Sack fly by Matt Gonzalez. We'll go to the seventh inning. Last inning here in game one. It's now Temple 8, Galveston 2.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit Gridiron Heroes.
Top of the seventh inning. Oh! Baylor Rowlett leading off, first pitch swing. Flies it to center field. Laureano, few steps back, makes the catch. One pitch, one out. Here for Cuevas, now in the second inning of work out of the bullpen. Rowlett was 2-for-3 before that fly out. Now 2-for-4.
Up the bat, Jacob Digit.
Here's Jacob Stegent. The 4, 5, and 6 hitters in the Temple lineup. Cuevas jumps ahead of Stegent, 0-1. Stegent 1-for-3, 2-run triple. Last at bat. Ground ball past Cuevas. Diving attempt by Alamo. He can't get it. Goes into center field. Second consecutive hit now for Stegent. He's 2-for-4. The first hit off of Cuevas. And Temple's got a one-out base runner for Preston Masick.
After that, Preston Masick.
Masick is 0-for-3, reached on E6 last time up. Low throw over to first. It gets by Gonzalez. Getting up, moving to second is Stegent. He'll hold right there. Score that. E1 on Cuevas. Third error against Galveston. Now Cuevas delivers high to Masick for ball one. Piece of it on that swing did Masick is make count 1-1. Cuevas delivers. Change speeds that time on Masick. As Masick was out in front with a swing, counts one and two. Cuevas delivers, ground ball, pass, Maxwell down the third baseline, Stegen being sent home. He's going to score easily. Extra bases here for Masick. He's going to have himself an RBI double. Masick now in the hit column. We're going to get a pinch runner for Masick. Jake Johnston. It's a runner now at second. And now we're going to have a pinch hitter, too. Jacob Alexander.
Off the bat, Jacob Alexander.
Sophomore. 5'11", 210 out of Belton. Alexander batting for Little. Johnston, your pinch runner at second. He's a sophomore out of Waxahachie, Texas. Alexander bats from the right side of the plate. First pitch lines that one over. First, Allen nearing a line to get it. Johnson's going to score easily. RBI single right off the bench for Alexander. Alexander goes opposite field. And Temple. Now in double digits in the run column with runs 9 and 10 in this inning. 10-2 Temple. Three consecutive hits now off Cuevas. Here's Adam Peterson. Peterson's 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. That walk came in the fifth, started the six-run rally for Temple. He takes a strike. The 0-1. That's going to find the strike zone. 0-2. The other game going on in Region 14 South is Brookhaven and Alvin. It was 3-0 Brookhaven, but Alvin just scored their first run. Now 3-1 Brookhaven in the fourth inning. The 0-2. That's going to hit the outside corner, called strike three. First strikeout for Cuevas. Jalen Brooks walked in the third, walked in the fifth, walked in the eighth inning. He scored twice. First pitch. Takes a healthy cut there, but he comes up empty for strike one.
Let's go, Cuevas!
I don't like these go.
Not a big lead for Alexander at first. 0-1. It's the outside corner, 0-2. Yo, two. Hopped up. Foul territory near the bag at first, Gonzalez. And he'll make it, actually, as the wind will push it back into fair territory. As Brooks is finally retired here today, and so is Temple here in game one. But they're going to finish with 10 runs on 9 hits, it appears. Anyway, as we'll go to the bottom of the 7th. It's now 10-2, Temple.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On The Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kick off this football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with 2 locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
Bottom of the 7th coming up, and Nicholson will try and close it out here for Temple. Nicholson following hole. And pinch hitter here for Galveston. Davis Jinks will bat for Christian Sepulveda. Jinks, freshman, bats on the left side of the plate, takes ball one. Jinks, 6'1", 200-pounder out of Crosby, Texas. 1-0. A little bit low, 2-0. Grayson Allen on deck. And then Elvin Alamo scheduled to follow Allen. There's a strike. 2-1. Nicholson came in the ballgame in the 5th inning. As this was a jam shot, could be trouble. Fryer out, and that's going to drop in for a bloop single for Davis Jinks. Hit him where they ain't. Neither Masick, Fryer, nor Potvin could get it. Out in no man's land out there in right center. Hit number 5 for Galveston. Allen drew a walk. Last plate appearance. Takes low, ball 1. Galveston will need about 9 more of those singles here in this inning. They trail 10-2. 1-0, ground ball in the hole into left field. Well, there's one. Maybe now 8 more hits for the Whitecaps. Runners first and second. Nobody out. Lineup turns over. Here's Elvin Alamo.
At the bat, number 1, Elvin Alamo.
As Allen picks up his first collegiate hit. Same with Jinks. Nobody throwing for Temple. So at this moment, it's all Nicholson. Alamo's going to loop it over short. That's going to drop in for a third straight hit. Runners will hold at second and third. Alamo picks up his first hit, pair 2017. Three straight singles here in the bottom of the seventh for Galveston. Now getting into the heart of the lineup, here's Ian Laureano. Laureano, single, and a walk. Now Temple has somebody throwing. That pitch is low in the dirt. Rowlett can't find it. Here comes Jinx. He'll score. 10-3. Allen goes to third. Alamo goes to second on the wild pitch. Nicholson now set again, brings it, missing outside, 2-0. Next pitch, perfect pitch there by Nicholson, outside corner right at the knees, 2-1. Runners take their leads. Next pitch is low, 3-1. B.B. Camargo on deck.
That's the tempo.
3-1 is low, ball four, and Laureano is on for the fourth straight time. And four straight Whitecaps have reached base. And now McMurtry is going to walk slowly out to the mound. Camargo reached on E4 in the first, then hit a laser to Brooks and left, then hit a blooper to Brooks and left, and Brooks able to make a nice sliding catch. McMurtry was doing a little stalling, and now we're going to have a pitching change. So third Temple pitcher coming in before we step out. Let's see who it is. Temple. Galveston's got the bases loaded with nobody out here in our last inning of game one. So right now there's two runs in the top half of this inning looming large. Otherwise, Galveston would need one more runner to reach base to bring up a tying run at the plate. Be a right-hander coming in for Temple. Had to finally see his number as he throws his first pitch. It's going to be number 44, Chris Henderson, freshman. 6 foot, 205 pounder out of White Oak, Texas. Let's see, get an update. Dan Alvin. Brookhaven scored twice in the top of the fourth, now leading 5-1, but Alvin has responded by scoring two in the bottom of the fourth, still batting. 5-3, Brookhaven. They're playing 1-9 inning game over there. Henderson coming in, making his collegiate debut. Trying to get these final three outs. Henderson ready to go. Camargo stepping in the box. First pitch on its way. Liner caught by Orsak. He's gonna won't have any play anywhere else. Might have had a play at first, but instead he was looking towards the towards third. Margo's kind of had a rough first game, not getting any luck at the plate. He lines out again. So there's the first out. Carson Maxwell at the plate doubled last time up, did Maxwell. And that pitch comes inside and hits him. Maxwell will get an RBI. That's his second RBI of the game. Allen scores. Alamo goes to third. Laureano goes to second. Now 10-4. Galveston still needs to get two more runners to reach base, bring up the tying run at the plate. Forbes trying to reach base. He's 0 for 3. And a check swing. He went around for strike one.
Now you're ready, Goody.
The 0-1. Way outside. He gets by Rowlett. Here comes Alamo. He'll score 10-5. Laureano goes to third. Maxwell goes to second. Swinging foul, tipped back into the mitt of Rowlett. Count goes to 1-2. Matt Gonzalez on deck. Ground ball to short. Orsak, it's going to be a tough play. Backhands it long. Throw won't be in time. Forbes beats it out. Infield single for Forbes. That's his first hit of the season. Coming on home is Laureano. Now 10-6. Maxwell goes to third. Give Forbes an RBI. Galveston needs one more runner to reach base to bring up the tying run. Here's Matt Gonzalez, 1-for-2, a single. Hit a sack fly last time up.
Come on.
First pitch. Ground ball foul. Orsak and Cryer up the middle for Temple. Playing back. Trying to get a double play ball, which would end the ball game. Robert Henley on deck for Galveston. 0-1. Almost clipped Gonzalez in the thigh. 1-1. Next pitch, grounded foul, third base line, 1-2. Maxwell, your runner at third, Forbes, your runner at first. 1-2. Ground ball in the hole in the left field, a base hit. Here comes Maxwell. He'll score. Forbes will hold at second. RBI single for Gonzalez. His second run batted in. His second hit of the game. And believe it or not, here comes the tying run at the plate in Robert Henley. And we're going to have Clayton Klein run at first for Gonzalez.
Number 10, Bobby Henley.
Klein's a redshirt freshman out of Burn High School. Also transferred from Seminole Junior College. Henley's the ninth white cap to bat. It's just a tad high for ball one. One oh. Oh, and that comes inside and hits Henley. Now the tying run is on base at first. And here comes Davis Jinks, who started this. And we're going to have a pitching change as well for Temple. Jinks, a pinch hitter, started all of this with a little bloop single right over Cryer, the second baseman, and right in front of Masick and Potvin out in right center.
What is the score?
10-7.
10-7.
The umpire wanted to know what the score is. As scoreboard's a little haywire, so we can't really tell what the score is. As, let's see, a fourth pitcher coming in for Temple. It's going to be a left-hander. It's going to be number 18, Ryan Cassie, freshman, 6'3", 170 out of Round Rock, Texas. So Cassie making his collegiate debut. So to recap what has happened here in the bottom of the seventh, Jinks single, Allen single, Alamo single, Laureano walk, Camargo line to short, and Maxwell was hit by a pitch. Forbes single, Gonzalez single, and now Henley was just hit by a pitch. Thank you. Forbes, your runner at third. Klein, your runner at second. And Henley, your tying run at first. Game winning run coming to the plate. And now we have another pinch hitter. This will not be Jinx. This will be Gasper Deanna, redshirt freshman out of Corpus Christi, Texas. First pitch. Fly ball to center, backing on its pot bin, camping underneath it, makes a catch, tagging up. Did he drop it? Let's see what the ruling is as Forbes comes in. It's 10-8. Looks like the second base umpire is going to rule it an out, though. Joblin now talking with the second base umpire. The runners, however, Klein and Henley move up. That's huge. Umpire is ruling that Potvin caught it then on his exchange. As he dropped it. And because of that drop again, now your tying run is in scoring position as Henley moved up to second. Klein, your runner at third. Give Deanna a sack fly. And here's Grayson Allen. Now Temple's going to appeal. The umpires will say safe. Feel that the runners left too soon. We are potentially a base hit away from being tied. First pitch. Low. Ball one. Allen singled in this inning. Can he do it again? One oh. Swing and a miss. One and one. Leadoff man Elvin Alamo is on deck. 1-1. Ooh, that's going to hit the inside corner. 1-2. Cassie was able to get that inside corner call. Now, Temple, one strike away. One, two. Check swing, able to hold up was Allen on that check swing, 2-2. Galveston showing fight here in the bottom of the seventh. They've scored six times. It's now 10-8 Temple. Tying runs at second and third. 2-2. Ground ball to short. Orsak waiting on it, has it, fires over to first, and it'll be in time to get Allen. And Temple able to hold on and win game one of our doubleheader. Your final is Temple 10, Galveston 8. High scoring affair here in game one. Those two runs in the top half of this inning do come back to haunt the Whitecaps. So those two runs prove to be the difference. Fix the board. Temple scored two times in the third, six in the fifth, and then two more here in the seventh. Galveston one in the first, one in the sixth, and then two here in the seventh for Galveston. Let's see, Alamo had a hit. Loriano was perfect. 2-for-2 with two walks. Maxwell had a double along with two RBIs. Forbes had an RBI single. Gonzalez went 2 for 3, two singles, two RBIs. Jinks had a pinch hit single. Deanna had a sack fly. And then Allen went 1 for 3 with a single and a walk for Temple. Potvin went 2 for 4, single, double, RBI, two runs scored. Orsak had a walk and as well as a sack fly. Cryer had a triple, single, scored once. Rowlett had two hits, including a double and an RBI. Stegent had two hits, including a two-run triple. He scored twice. Masick had an RBI double. Alexander had a pinch-hit RBI single. Peterson drew a walk, and then Brooks had three walks and two runs scored. As that'll recap game one. Game two coming up in about 30 minutes. About 3:10-ish. Another seven-inning game coming up. So our final here in game one, Temple 10, Galveston 8. We'll come back on in about 20 minutes here for game two. Here at Bernard Davis Field here on the island in Galveston.
Been brought to you by Mainly Sandwiches. Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150. Don McGill Toyota, Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue, next in line. Octane Energy Drink, the ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps, the few, the proud, the Marines. Joe Myers Toyota, where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend, takes some home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, the smart way to buy is at Westside Chevy. Domino's Pizza, oh yes we did. Altex Electronics, what you need when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitters since 1956. TSRN Social Networks, tweet, text, and Facebook, and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas. Saving, checking, loans, we've got that. Fred Haas Nissan on 249. We've got it all in Tomball. Economic Alliance of the Houston-Port Region. Setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are. On the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies. TSN, TSRN, TSRN The Deuce, the Premium Channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting.
We make it better.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.